I'm sure that all of us have felt judged at times, and I know how that makes us feel. But the people who do the judging suffer too. Being judgmental makes it hard to find inner peace. Join with us as we discuss Lent, give up being judgmental. Hi, Paul Shepherd here, and welcome to the podcast. You know, some people think that having faith means believing a bunch of things that you know are impossible. But here at Rational Christianity, we take a rational approach to understanding the Christian faith. We combine history, science, the Bible, common sense, and an understanding of human nature to make Christianity make sense. Everyone is welcome here. As we get closer to Easter, we are reminded of the story where Jesus was eating with his friends, and a woman brought expensive perfume and anointed Jesus with it. This is one of the few Jesus stories that is found in all four Gospels. So let's read it now, reading the version found in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray Jesus, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that you might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." So that is the version of the story found in John. The versions in Matthew, Mark, and Luke are similar in the big strokes, but differ in some of the details. The biggest difference between the versions is the identity of the woman who brought the perfume. She is either unnamed, unknown, or she is Mary, sister of Martha. So in short, her identity is unknown. But the stories all agree that Judas was the person who complained about the anointing. The main character, however, the woman, is unknown. So in the gospel story, some person does something loving for Jesus, and without hesitation, somebody else judges that person negatively, without even pausing to think of what the person's intentions or motivations were. And it typifies human nature that we know exactly who the complainer was, but we have long since lost track of who the loving person was. Sound familiar? That's what being judgmental is all about. We fixate on the negative while ignoring the positive. And then we wonder why we are not more happy in life. Humans are a strange lot, indeed. And I just want to take a brief pause because we need to be clear on the difference between two things, namely, being judgmental, and ordinary judging, which we might call being discerning. Some people have been told that they are too judgmental. Well, I think we all have, actually. And therefore, we've formed the idea that it's bad to judge at all. But is it always wrong to judge others? Is it always wrong to judge ourselves? Is it always wrong to be judgmental? I mean, if we don't judge things, how do we know right from wrong? How do we know what to do at all? Well, believe it or not, I don't think it's all that complicated, really. The good news is, I think it's easy to tell the difference between being discerning and being judgmental. The bad news is, in order to tell the difference, you need to be discerning, not judgmental. So here is my technique to separate being judgmental from being discerning. Being judgmental comes from our own desire to make ourselves feel better or superior by pushing other people down, by ridiculing others. Being judgmental is using someone else's choices to pat ourselves on the back. Being judgmental is creating fictitious barriers to protect ourselves from falling into the traps that we push other people into. Being judgmental is, ironically, always about the person doing the speaking and never about the other person. Being judgmental takes very little mental effort. Just ignore the fact we have no idea what's actually going on and blast somebody for being so stupid. And that's exactly what happened in our gospel story, but Judas does not bother to find out what the woman was trying to accomplish. He just criticizes. I could give lots of examples of judgmental behavior, but I'm pretty sure we all know stories like that from our own lives. Being discerning, on the other hand, is driven by a desire to make reality better, for other people or for ourselves. Being discerning involves humility, paying attention to context, and asking people what they are doing, feeling, and hoping for. Being discerning requires deep listening. Being discerning actually takes effort, and is truly driven by the desire to help other people or ourselves. Being discerning requires stepping back from a situation and creating space to allow wisdom to emerge. So here's a very short way to explain this. When we try to push someone down, that's being judgmental. And when we try to lift someone up, well, that's being discerning. And that method works, even when we ourselves are the person that we are pushing around. So I could simply say we should all give up being judgmental during Lent and leave it at that, but I won't. Because instead, I want to invite us during Lent not only to give up being judgmental, but also to become more discerning. Becoming more discerning in our own lives and about our own lives, which may help those of us who struggle with family or friends who consistently let us down. And I say that because, although this method of separating discerning from judgmental is easy to say, it can be difficult to separate being judgmental from being discerning in real life, particularly when it comes to our relationships. Because when we're in relationship with other people, our own sense of reality can become cloudy. And we sometimes expect more from a relationship than the relationship can deliver. And what happens if those people do not reciprocate our love, and in fact shun or perhaps even abuse us? We want to love unconditionally, but we sometimes discover that the relationship that we want to value so much simply cannot carry the freight. We need to learn how to discern functional from dysfunctional relationships. We need to learn to give ourselves permission to discern the difference between healthy and unhealthy behaviors. We need to be able to discern that unhealthy behaviors are, well, unhealthy. And we need to accept the unbelievable fact that we deserve peace. And yes, we do deserve peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. All of us deserve that. And being judgmental will not get us there. Being discerning is a much better path for finding peace. And that's because of another very interesting feature of being judgmental. Because fundamentally, being judgmental is a rejection of the present moment. Being judgmental is a strong belief that what is right in front of your face today is inadequate. It needs to be changed or fixed. Now, of course, many times in our lives, there are things that need to be fixed. I'm not denying that. But some people have practiced being judgmental for so long that they find it hard to connect with the present moment, ever. Constantly fantasizing about a future that will be better usually means that we are not fully present right now. What is your relationship with the present moment? Are you here? Are you fully here? And if you have troubles connecting to the present moment, consider listening to our episode from 2 weeks ago called Lent, Give Up Your Expectations. Because that episode includes an exercise to help us claim the present moment and find peace. But for now, picture this scene. You're at an airport waiting to get on an airplane. You're in a huge lineup that appears to be going nowhere. And you can just see the notice board that shows the flight information. And from where you're standing, and the longer you wait in line, you see flights being canceled. And the longer you wait, the more and more flights are being canceled. So you decide the airport staff are incompetent. They should all be fired. You vow you will never again use this airline. The situation is terrible, right? Well, no, the situation is neutral. The reality is simply this. You are standing and you are breathing. You are perhaps in the company of people you care about. Is that so bad? You yourself are creating a narrative that makes your situation terrible. The situation is neutral, but you are lost in the future, not being in relationship with the present. Now, I'm pretty sure that some of you will object to that example. You're going to tell me, well, of course, it's a disaster if you miss a flight, particularly if it's a connecting flight. But consider this. Some people who are not present today because they are fixated on some better future will miss that future anyway. Because when that future becomes a present, they won't be there. They will be lost in some other future. For example, suppose that today is Sunday. And perhaps you're not emotionally present now because you're fixating on the perfect Monday. But tomorrow, Monday, you will not be fully present either. Because on Monday, you will be fixating on the perfect Tuesday. Believe me, some people live their whole lives like this, never being in touch with the present moment. And so I encourage us all to make peace with the present moment, because it's all we ever get. The peace of God, the grace of God, exist in the present. Being judgmental removes us from the present moment, which is where God and grace and peace are to be found. So this Lent, give up being judgmental and become more discerning. Here, now. We cannot find peace in our lives if we are not in the present moment. Peace be with you. Not later, but right now. Amen. Hi again, and thanks for joining in today. I'm Reverend Dr. Paul Shepherd, a minister with the United Church of Canada, currently serving at Sydenham Heritage United Church in Brantford, Ontario. I'm also an environmental scientist with a PhD in physics. I'm passionate about making Christianity make sense. Please subscribe to the channel and feel free to visit the church, either in person or online. You might also enjoy my book, Evolving Christianity, which is about taking a scientific, rational approach to Christianity in order to fight racism and other social diseases. I hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time.